On air, online, on campus.
Exeter. This is Expression FM.
Outstanding radio play.
What the hell is going on? Why didn't anybody listen to me?
The best in local music.
The forum after 3 years, after a Queen's visit, is officially open.
And exceptional sports coverage.
Curled around the wall, it's in. It's a goal here.
A 7.7 Expression FM. Probably the best campus station in the world.
Every year there's speculation about who's headlining the Safer Sex Ball, and it's been no different this time around. We took a walk around the forum to hear what the rumours are now that it's been revealed that this year's main stage headliner has had number one single in 2012. Here's what they had to say. Who do you think's playing SSB?
Wiley, perhaps? Sam and the Womp.
I think it's Gary Barlow with the Commonwealth Band featuring the Military Wives.
I'm hoping and praying for Psy so he can do Gangnam Style.
So that's what they thought. How about you? Tweet us at Expression FM or post your guess on the Expression FM Facebook page.
The next guy, he warms up the UK for their parties on a Saturday night.
Your third main stage act is...
Hi. This is Danny Howard and he's even given us a little message.
Hi, it's Danny Howard here and I can't wait to join all you lot in Exeter for the Safer Sex Ball. See you on the dance floor.
We're going to go into our final headliner. The rumours have been flying around. Let's hear who it is.
The final act of the Safer Sex Ball 2012 is...
Just from that chord, I think everyone knows who this is. Of course, it's Rudimental.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing Your SSB 2012.
Yeah. The Scoop on Expression FM.
SSB is an event which has caused constant controversy. Usually complaints from students concern how people attend the ball in their underwear and that the ball does not actually promote safer sex. However, this year, the theme of tribal has added to the negative atmosphere surrounding SSB. I had the opportunity to speak to Charlie from RAG, who organised the bands for Monday night.
There's been quite a lot of controversy, you could say, about this year's SSB with the...
I'm not talking about that.
Oh, you can't talk about the tribal theme at all?
No, I'm not talking about that.
Okay, fair enough. So how did the...
I don't really see it as any controversy, to be honest with you. It's just a lot of extreme students.
Okay.
Despite the fact RAG refused to comment... SAB, John Bagnall, had this to say.
The committee and the guild agreed the theme based on kind of what's out there in the shops at the moment. In hindsight, probably should have kind of thought about the theme more in depth, and we do apologise for that.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of The Debate Show with me, Luke Devson. Tonight we'll be broadcasting from Amory Moot Room, where a debate is taking place on whether the guild should ban the Sun from its shop and campaign for it to be banned from other university outlets until the editors remove the bare boobs from page 3.
Are you going to ban things like Cosmopolitan... Men's Health.
I've never read those. I read real sources of information.
I've never read The Sun, and I don't really intend to, but I'm not going to ban it because it has...
But again.
Expression News.
I personally consider myself a lad, and so when I go out with the intention of bringing a girl back.
Damn it, fresher!
Hello and welcome to the Exeter Lad Culture Show. Lad culture is something that we felt ought to be discussed openly.
Obviously, the fact that people aren't allowed to accept their initiations is just driving the whole kind of drinking culture underground.
We had a statement from someone earlier who went along to a rugby event that turned out to be an initiation, but it was described as a Q&A, and I think that's really kind of deceptive.
It does happen. I'm not going to lie. In this day and age, be quite naive to not have any expectation of that. I know that's a bad thing to say, and I'm not saying that that's the right thing.
As soon as you start using the word initiation, it'd turn people off the idea of joining a sport.
But if that's what's happening...
Yeah, no, you're totally right on that, and I think it needs to be more open and it needs to be kind of overt.
Guild Election Week on Expression FM.
We'll be live and outside the studio all week long.
We'll be talking to the people that matter. We'll be at the centre of all the debates.
How will you increase safety for students?
It's not just about international students and postgrads, but also about St Luke's and Cornwall.
Did anyone mention banter?
We'll be at the centre of all the debates and banter.
Academic stuff is fun.
No pain, no gain.
If you were a biscuit, what would you be?
And on Friday,
follow the results live on Expression FM.
Nick Davies is this year's new president.
On air, 87.7 FM.
On Twitter, hashtag Exeter Vote.
On Facebook,
Expression FM.
And on the campus.
87.7 Expression FM. It's your Guild Election Station.
Exeter Vote 2013.
The Guild Election results live from the Lemon Grove on Expression FM.
It's been a long, long week of campaigning. 5 grueling days, in fact. And it's all come down to this. The final night in the Lemon Grove.
Hannah Barton, 1,994 votes. Hannah Barton is duly elected the Guild President.
I love you all and I love everyone for voting. I can't wait to be your voice, everyone. Thank you so much.
Such an emotional night. It's incredible, really, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really don't know what to say. I feel like I'm going to cry. I'm trying to...
You're next Guild President.
I know.
Town versus gown, city versus university. Call it what you want. This is the Exeter Football Varsity 2012.
We're all set for the big kickoff. The crowd are packed in tonight, and it's going to be the university to kick off, playing from right to left as we're watching in their famous green kit. Here's another potential opportunity, and it's Freer. Freer trying to cut inside, plays it across, and that is going. Oh, it's gone in! It's an own goal for the university, and what a terrible way to concede in front of 3,500 fans.
Poor Andy Higgins. To be fair, I'm not sure there's much you're going to do about that one. It came across him so quick and just hit him.
Hi there and welcome to Sandy Park for the Rugby Varsity 2013 live here on Expression FM.
Chisholm kicks ahead. Can Chisholm get the ball? It's going to be Ali Chisholm. He gets the line, does he? Yes! Great try from Exeter. The fullback Ali Chisholm has gone over. And it's Ollie Claxton over the line for Exeter. And Exeter have got the bonus point. What a way to finish.
Right, I'm delighted to be joined by Steve Perryman today, the Tottenham Hotspur legend and Exeter City director of football.
I was asked one day, what's going to happen when Paul Tisdale goes? And I said, well, we're going to have to apply for a manager stroke magician, because that's how good he's been.
Do you think, for black managers, there is a level playing field in English football?
I've been arguing this point, Joe, for 20 years. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, and I can only label it back to the colour of my skin, I find it very difficult to get a working environment in the UK at this moment in time.
Hello and welcome to Tuesday Night Sport. I'm your presenter, Ben Warden, and the all-new sports show is finally here on Expression FM. But there's been a goal in our other feature game, Joe Alexander.
Ben, there's been a goal at the Signal Iduna Park and it's game over already. It's 3-0 to Dortmund now. Lazakowski gets the ball on the edge of the area, he turns.
Ben, there's also been a tweet in and it's regarding, of course, that massive goal that we've just had. Luka Modric scoring for Real Madrid.
Indeed, that's right. It's Jake Topp who's got in touch saying, think I'm one of the few people in the world who think that the ref has got it right.
It's gone 10 o'clock, so that means the football phone-in has started.
I was wondering what the Expression FM sports team had to say about the possible conspiracy theory against English clubs in the Champions League.
Streatham, St Luke's, Cornwall, we've got you covered. This is
Expression FM.
The student radio chart show.
It's been number one for 3 weeks now. Can Bauer make it a fourth week with Harlem Shake?
Or will Justin Timberlake climb up the chart and claim the top spot with Mirrors?
I can reveal the number one for the flirt chart this week is The Saturdays.
Woo!
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Exeter Busking Culture Show.
Why do you busk?
Well, I'm actually a professional musician.
I play this little harp. I'm saving up money for a concert harp.
I play the didgeridoo and a cajon. I was in the building trade for a few years, and when I started busking, the money just went up and up.
And have you been busking anywhere else apart from Exeter?
Yes, no, all over Europe, Scandinavia.
Do you think they'll be big in the future?
Yeah, like, there's loads of teenagers, they could easily just laugh at them and they could get hurt.
The music team show.
On Expression FM.
So still to come, an interview with Mr. Scruff from when he came down.
So how do you go about deciding what could be a good sample to use or not, and what can make a good track?
It's instincts.
I'm here in Exeter Lemon Grove with Matt from Most Step. So you're coming towards the end of
the UK tour promoting your album. How has that been going across the country?
You can't see this on radio, but look at my fingers. That kind of just told you how they're rough.
We've got a live interview with Floods of Colour, who are a local Exeter band.
It's in the red. Do you want to tell us a bit about it?
It's a corker.
Okay, brilliant. That's all you need to know.
Don't say our own songs are classic.
Exposé and Expression FM.
The X Media Music Show.
Hello and welcome to the 10th ever X Media Music Show. We've got an exclusive interview with Django Django.
The more I kind of delve into music, the less I actually listen to kind of guitar bands and guitar music.
The trials and tribulations we went through with Ian were the only thing that blighted Joy Division.
It's just weird where things are now post-Mercury. It's like, it's definitely a turning point.
Joining us in the studio are Ollie Flower, or OJF, as you guys might have seen at Exit and Celador, or I think it's these as well, and also Simon Simba Whitehead, and they're going to do an exclusive mix for us today.
Exclusive to X Media Music.
This is Max from Room 3.
All right.
Hiya, I'm Jake. I'm in Room Uno.
Becky, Room 2.
Oh, no luck. We're in Room 5 then.
No, I tried knocking, but they've probably not arrived yet.
We have a problem.
We can't get the front door open. Is that blood on the walls?
It's not the right kind of red for blood, is it? Come on, tell me it's not. It's just paint, right?
I'm trying not to think about it. The door, is it stuck or locked?
Stuck? Locked? Who cares? But we can't get out that way, and the number for the landlord isn't working, and there may or may not be blood on the walls. What do we do?
Live outside the studio.
This is Expression at Freshers Week.
I don't think any of you are actually going to believe this, but we've got the Northern Society here, and they're going to down gravy in front of you all here today.
And now,
Expression Breakfast with Tom Collins.
It is indeed. Good morning to you. Coming up to a 20 past 8 on the 25th of February. All the usual features, including news about last night's Oscars award ceremony. After Will.i.am and Britney.
Bring the action.
Oh, hi there. I'm Tom Oberst, DJ, magician, entertainer, paradigm shifter. You've just caught me selecting some of the finest cuts hip-hop has to offer for this week's instalment of Songs for Your Mother, Expression FM's specialist hip-hop show.
Hello, Session Show with Ali Gill.
I'm pleased to say tonight's band is Sanskara, a five-piece student band from Exeter. And they came in last Sunday to record four acoustic tracks right here in the studio.
You're on the outside.
Wake and Bake with Lawrence and Gareth.
So, it's baking time. Your fairy cakes should be deliciously cooked by now. If you haven't been checking them, I thoroughly recommend that you do.
Let's be honest, no one is baking along today.
It's right, we'll carry on regardless, because people can bake along on Mixcloud. Soon we'll be doing our cake giveaway as well. We've got that coming up, so get to your phones and get ready.
Expression FM.
Hi guys, it's Kane from the Dance and House Show here with my record of the week for you. And if you like it, why not come and join in the fun every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. until the end of the term. So here it is, my record of the week for you. It's David Puentes with La Rune, Louder, Esquire on the Mix. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Gareth.
And I'm George.
And we are presenting Expression's big broadcast for children in need.
I could not be looking forward to this less, to be honest. 24 hours on air, non-stop.
It's going to be brutal. From hip-hop to sports to cooking.
With the best of Expression FM's DJs, features, live music challenges and Pudsey himself.
It will all be on our big broadcast, so make sure you tune in and sponsor us. Midday this Wednesday till midday Thursday.
Every question you get wrong, you'll have to put something in your mouth, and can you tell me what that is right there?
It is three large, juicy marshmallows. Fluffy bunnies.
Fluffy bunnies.
What? Oh, was that fluffy bunnies?
The big broadcast jam.
I'm very excited about this. It's a group called Semitones.
This is the headline at 4 o'clock. I'm Matthew Bate. The Expression FM big broadcast for children in need is currently taking place.
All right, this is Helios halving the compass. Are you guys asleep yet?
My goodness me, this is ambience.
The Wake and Bake auction cake.
We're back on this feature. We are auctioning a cake today.
Yeah. Has there been another
bid? So he's got another tweet coming through. £16, banoffee is the way to my soul.
No, it's just been outdone. £18.
Whoa. £18.
We've got a real
hashtag banoffee war. Let's get that trending.
Oh, yeah. just completed 24 hours, raising over £850.
Expression FM's charity football match in aid of the Adam Stansfield Foundation.
You'll remember we did a little charity match, and I can reveal we raised a total of £1,959.84. Well done to everyone.
On air, online, on campus.
87.7 Expression FM. Expression FM. Expression FM.